Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Resurrection Sunday at Heritage Church. It's an honor to have you tuned in to worship with us this morning. It's sad when you think about churches all across America are sitting empty, and really churches all around the world are sitting empty today. The churches are empty, but I tell you, our hearts are not empty. Our hearts are full of the power and the grace and the love and the Spirit of Christ. And He's here with us today in this empty auditorium, this empty sanctuary. His presence is here, and my prayer is that it's in each of your homes, wherever you're listening, that you feel the presence of Jesus today. We begin our worship with our scripture reading in Matthew 28, verses 5 through 7. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for He is risen. As He said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead." Praise God, He is risen. Join us as we celebrate the risen Savior today as Sherry comes to lead us in wonderful singing. God bless you.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He is alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Generally, we would be doing our greeting at this time, but today is Margie and Eugene's birthdays. Margie's 88 and Eugene is 92, and their anniversary was the 8th of April, and it was 69 years that they celebrated. So I talked to them yesterday, and they're doing good. They're doing fine. They're bored being home. But they get in their car or their truck and drive up the street to the corner and drive back home. At least they got out and got some blood moving, I guess you'd say. Amen. So let's sing to them a birthday. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you every day of the year. May you find Jesus near. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. Year you've ever had. Amen. They always sit the second row to my left over here, so I can just see their smiling faces. Amen. I pray they had a great, they have a great birthday today. Our hymn is Christ the Lord is risen today. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Walks
His name is wonderful.
Song. His name is indeed wonderful. Don't you love Jesus today? We go to the Lord in prayer this morning for the names on our church prayer list. We sent this prayer list out to you a week ago. We'll send a new one out again to everyone tomorrow and it'll be updated. But the list that I'm looking at this morning begins with praying for the leaders of our nation, praying for President Trump, and praying for our men and women in Congress and the mansions of our governors across the nation. To pray for those that would receive guidance and wisdom from above, that would turn their hearts to God and trust in God. So pray for the leaders of our nation. Pray for all of those doctors and nurses and first responders that are out there doing their best to meet this crisis. In our church family, we grieve today with great, great hearts of sadness at the loss of our dear friend Marilyn Mills, who went on home to be with Jesus this week. Marilyn was a wonderful, wonderful woman and friend to me. She was a woman of great faith. She loved the Lord and she loved the Word of God. She loved biblical prophecy and she will be greatly missed. So please remember Marilyn's family, her daughter Sherry Schaefer, and lift them up in prayer. Inez Hitchcock and Emmy Ford and all the other members of our church family, those at the Chateau, Diana Williams and others that are shut in, that aren't able to get out. Remember all those dear folks and lift them up in prayer. Eugene Burton, as Sherry said, is doing better. He still needs our prayers. And happy birthday, Eugene. God bless you and Margie both. But we continue to lift him up in prayer for the healing of those bruised and broken ribs. Gabe Tuma is recovering from heart surgery. We continue to lift him up. And Tim Harder, who is in rehab but doing a lot better. And we just praise God for that. Our missionary, Chris Exley, that's battling cancer. And Callum McCaslin, Fiona Troop's son, that's battling cancer. And Kelly Mayer, this is Bill and Jan's Mayer's daughter that's battling cancer. Lift these folks all up in prayer. Marie Risley is also in her own personal battle with cancer, receiving treatment. And just pray for God's hand of healing and touch to be upon Marie today. And Martha Llewellyn, a lady that's not able to be at our church very often and has inoperable cancer, lift up Martha today. Lift up all of our missionaries. They're in most unusual times of their ministry. Many of them have come back home. Many of them are still in the mission field, but they covet our prayers. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now for all these needs. Bow your heads with me in your homes and just pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I praise you that you hear and that you answer prayer, that you're still on the throne and that Christ is interceding for those that are in need. That your word says that when we pray, we come to you in faith in the name of Jesus, that you hear and that you answer and that you meet needs. We thank you for that, Father. Father, we lift up this nation. Father, we lift up the world. We pray that through this pandemic, this crisis, that hearts will be humbled, that they'll turn to God, that they'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that there'll be a great spiritual awakening in this land. For surely, Jesus, you are coming soon. The signs of the time show us clearly as believers that the time is short. So, Father, we intercede and we pray for those that are lost, for our family members and friends that are lost that need Jesus. Father, for all these that are sick in body whose names we brought before you today, we ask you to intervene and minister to them. God, to reach down and give healing to them. For those that are facing financial difficulties and problems personally because of the loss of employment and income, Father, meet their needs. Encourage their hearts today. Open doors and bless them, I pray. Father, we ask you for all these things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you now for hearing and answering, meeting these needs. Amen. 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 Well, at this time, we have a real special today, and that Marty Nell is with us. Marty is going to sing a beautiful song, a song that you'll recognize. It'll be a blessing to you. So, Marty, come ahead and be a blessing to our folks here this morning. Bless you, friend. Thank you for being with us today. Lord, bless you. Thank you, Marty. Beautiful song. He will indeed rise again. Amen. He not only will he rise again, he's coming back again. Praise God for that wonderful promise we have. Get this microphone off. I'm so glad you tuned in today. I'm so glad that you're spending your Resurrection Sunday morning with us here as we worship the Lord and come into His presence. The title of the sermon today is The Resurrection of the King. It's the most unusual time in our world today. Many of us are spending a lot more time at home. I understand that. Many of us are spending a whole lot more time with our wives and our husbands. Couples have been together a whole lot more than we can ever remember. So there's just a little wisdom I want to pass along before I get into the sermon this morning. A little wisdom perhaps that will help as we're together a great deal. In fact, it was an announcement that was made some time ago, and I shared this with you. And men, this is particularly for you, but I think you'll find it most helpful in these particular season and time. There was a recent study that was completed, and in that study, they found that women who carry a little extra weight will live much longer than men who mention it. And so I just want to share that wisdom with you today. Just remember those words that those women that might carry a little extra weight, they will live much longer than men who mention it. And I think that's a nugget, men, that we should remember and help us at this time of togetherness with one another. And Sherry's saying amen back here behind me. So we go to the Word of God in Luke's Gospel. Luke chapter 24, we're reading verses 5 and 6. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. He is risen. We have a risen Savior. He's still not in the grave, but He's risen. The tomb is empty. He's alive, and we praise God for the hope we have because of that empty tomb. It was the darkest day that the world had ever known. In fact, the Bible tells us from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness covered the land. Jesus was crucified on a cross, and there in those long hours of agony, He bled His life away for you and for me. Then Joseph of Arimathea, in great compassion and generosity, came and took the body of Jesus and buried Him in a borrowed grave. After 33 and a half years, the Son of God lay dead in a grave. But on the first day of the week, on Sunday morning, while all the bells of heaven were ringing and all the angels were looking down on the scene, Jesus burst the bonds of death in the grave. And He came forth alive, and He's alive now today. Praise His name. And today, Jesus, He's alive and He goes on conquering. He's triumphant because of that day. Because that day the world witnessed the resurrection of the King. And the day is coming when the entire world will proclaim that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, where every knee will bow unto Him and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Praise God for that wonderful hope we have someday of seeing Jesus. Well, this Resurrection Sunday story begins with a group of women. One was probably His mother. Others were related to Him. And others He had lifted up to a new life. But all of these ladies felt the blessing of life because they had known Christ and they loved Him. In fact, the Bible tells us that during His public ministry, as He traveled from place to place to minister, the Bible records that a group of women followed Him and ministered to Him and His disciples as they traveled. When He came to die on the cross, those ladies were standing by. Now, as He rises from the dead, those ladies are present. It's true that women were the last at the foot of the cross, and they were the first at the tomb. When Jesus came into the world, women were nothing more than slaves. They were nothing more than property. But Christ lifted them to the level of human beings and something special. Thank God, yes, thank God for the wonderful influence of Christian women. I've heard many men say that, well, my mother was a great Christian, and I praise God for the memory of her, her influence on my faith. My own mother through years of incredible physical and emotional abuse by my father, she was a great example of faith to me. She always had us in Sunday school and church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, we were there. But during the darkest nights, amid the most horrific brutality upon her by my dad, she was always praying. She was always turning to Jesus in the hour of need. And I thank God for that memory, what it helped me to understand about faith. Thank God for consecrated women. They're the salt of the earth. They're the light of the world. Well, the women in this story, they just couldn't get over the death of our Savior Jesus. Well, some of them decided to get up early on Sunday morning and go to the tomb to anoint his body. As they secured the spices and the oil, they must have been wondering, well, how are we going to roll this stone away? But when they arrived, they realized the stone had already been rolled away. And immediately they thought, something's wrong here. They looked inside and the body wasn't there. And they thought, oh, someone's stolen his body, one of his enemies. Can you imagine the fear, the distress, and that they immediately assumed when they saw that his body was gone? The Bible says that they looked up, and on that scene, in that tomb, were two angels. It says they were in shining garments. And one of the angels said, why do you seek the living among the dead? You're looking for Jesus Christ. He is not here. He is risen. I'll tell you, there's been many great announcements made to this world, but never like this announcement made by that angel. Because of that announcement, it meant that every claim that Jesus made is true. It meant that now we have a living Savior. It meant that Satan is defeated. It meant that King Jesus would go marching through the ages triumphant. And it meant one day He would take over as Lord of all men. Oh, praise God, that day is coming soon. Well, now the angel said to the ladies, the angel said, do you remember what he said? He told you that he would be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that on the third day he would rise again. As the angel told them that, the Word of God lets us see that then they remembered what Christ had said. But think about it, for 3 days they were heartbroken, living in shadows. For 3 days their eyes had been swollen and red because of weeping and crying. For 3 days, hope in their hearts had been dead. If they had only remembered what he had said, that he would rise again. If they had remembered, they could have been rejoicing with great anticipation of his resurrection. But they didn't remember. Sometimes we forget too, don't we? We do. Life would be so much sweeter if we wouldn't forget the promises that God has made to you and to me. He says to us, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Yet when trouble comes, we often feel all alone. He says to us, I'll be with you always. Yet there are times when we feel like no one cares for us. He says to us, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That there are moments that we're saying, well, why is this happening to me, God? He says to us, my grace is sufficient for you. Yet there's times when we feel that there's no help coming from any source anywhere. Yes, indeed, life would be much sweeter for all of us if we would remember the beautiful promises of God. If we would just remember that the one who conquered death and the grave is our daily companion. He's forever with us as we walk with Him. Well, the risen Lord, He appeared to many after the resurrection. He appeared to Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, she'd been a deep-dyed sinner. But Christ forgave her, made her over into a beautiful woman. She loved Him greatly. Standing at the empty tomb, she sobbed out her grief as she cried. And she said in her heart, she said, "They've taken away my Lord. I do not know where they've taken him." Then she heard a noise. And looking around, she saw a man. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. In fact, she thought it was the gardener. But Jesus said to her, "Why are you weeping?" And thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've moved him, tell me where he is, and I will go and take him away." The Bible says, then Jesus looked at her and spoke her name and said, "Mary." And at that moment, hearing the voice of the Savior speak her name, instantly she knew it was her Savior. And she said, "Master." Oh, the sweetness and the wonder of the voice of Jesus. Have you heard it? Have you heard His voice? Have you heard that voice speaking forgiveness and joy and peace into your heart, just as He did for Mary? The Bible tells us that He appeared to others over the next 40 days after His resurrection. He appeared to the two believers as they walked on the road to Emmaus. He appeared to His disciples two different times as they were in a closed, locked room. The second time He appeared, Thomas was there. And He spoke and He said to Thomas, "Reach forth your hand, feel my hand and feel my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Next we see Jesus appearing at the Sea of Galilee as His disciples come in having fished all night, not caught any fish. And He tells them, "Throw your net on the other side." They did, and there was a great catch of fish, and they came to that shore. They looked into the face of Jesus. They sat down. They had breakfast with Him of fish and bread. Oh, can you imagine their excitement? Can you imagine the excitement when they looked up and there was Jesus and they looked into the face of our Lord Jesus? Two young ladies who were cousins were being interviewed on a radio program. They had been swimming in the ocean, and one of them was not a good swimmer at all. She had been caught in the undertow. She was being carried out to the sea to her death. But the other cousin was a pretty strong swimmer. And when she saw the plight of her friend, she swam out and rescued her and brought her back to shore. Well, the master of ceremonies on the radio show asked the one who had been rescued how she felt when her cousin came to save her. And she answered, she said, "I was out there. I was fighting against the tide and the undertow. I knew I was going to die. Then I saw my cousin's face as she's swimming through the waves and the foam. And it was the most beautiful sight I have ever seen." You know, the truth is this. You and I, we were sinking deep in sin. We were going down to hell when we cried out for help. Then by faith, we saw the face of the one who died for us on the cross. And it was the most beautiful sight of our lives. Oh, thank God Jesus rose again. Thank God He's still reaching down with grace and love and forgiveness to all that would reach up to Him by faith. After 40 days on this earth, the time had come for Jesus to go home. And He takes His disciples to the Mount of Olives. And He promises them that there will be a great power of the Holy Spirit that will soon come upon them. And He encourages them to be witnesses for Him. The Bible says, suddenly a cloud takes Him up toward the sky. And the heavens open. And heaven receives Jesus. While the men, the disciples, were standing there on the Mount of Olives, the Bible says that suddenly two men in white apparel appeared and said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven." Oh, praise God. This same Jesus, He is coming back for us. Oh, this chapter and verse is only part of it. The ending we've not realized yet. We know the ending. We will experience it. He is coming back, and He'll call us home to heaven with Him. Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you love Jesus? I'm not asking if you've joined a church. I'm not asking if you've been baptized. I'm asking, do you love Jesus? He died in your place. He saved you. He blesses you every day. And someday, if you put your trust in Him, He's going to take you to heaven. Oh, what a glorious day that'll be. Let me ask you again. Do you love Him? Do you appreciate Him? Is He your personal Savior? If not, if He's not, you can change that this morning. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart, to be your personal Savior. Believe on Him as the risen Son of God, and it'll be the best decision and the best day of your life. An entertainer came to a small town claiming that he could read character by feeling the bumps on a person's head. One night, he gave a demonstration. A large crowd had gathered, and he called a man up from the front row. The man sat down before him. Then the entertainer began to run his hands over the man's head. As he did that, he spoke to the man, and he said, "I'm sorry, but the bumps on your head do not tell a good story at all. You haven't lived a good life, have you? You've been a man that's been addicted to drinking, and you've been a mess. You've been mean to your children and to your wife. And I'm sorry to tell you this story, but this is what I read by putting my hand on the bumps of your head." Well, all the crowd started laughing. But that man, he stood up. He stood up and he looked at that entertainer and he said, "Sir, you are right. I have been just that kind of man. But 2 weeks ago, I met Jesus Christ. He became my Savior. He forgave me of all my sins. And it's all different now. All those things that were in my past, they've been put away. They've been put behind me. If you want to see the man that I am now," he said, "you must read my heart, not my head." Oh, yes. What's in your heart today? Jesus takes all of our ugly past, and by His grace and by His forgiveness, makes us white as snow. And it's what's in our heart today that tells the story. Let me ask you, what's in your heart on this Resurrection Sunday? Oh, God, help us. God, help us to get our hearts right today. To get our hearts right and love Him and receive Him today. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait on letting Him be the best friend. Don't wait on inviting Christ to be your Savior. He lives today. We say it again, He lives. Christ Jesus lives. They tried to bury Him and put Him away, but it didn't work, did it? They couldn't keep Him in the grave. There's a beautiful song that Sherry's coming to sing for us. The song is titled, "They Could Not." Could they keep Him in the grave? It asked this question. And the answer is they could not. Sherry, come ahead, sing this song for us today.
Just a simple carpenter
up with healing in His hands. But could they really understand? They could not. They listened to the teaching that they
God, they could not. I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I think she did a beautiful job, and I'm so thankful for her. I think she did a great job on a wonderful song. Thank you, Sherry. I'm very proud of you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for tuning in. Resurrection Sunday. What a blessed and wonderful day it is. Our prayers go out to you. Contact us if we can help you in any way. We're here to serve you. We love you. Please let us hear from you. We'll be with you again next Sunday. We have two special guests that will be with us. It'll be a great surprise. You won't want to miss next Sunday. God bless you until we see you then.